classic rock redefined. There goes Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit on a Thursday. Dog and Joe show. She is up. She's available. You can view her. Another adorable adoptable from Front Street Animal Shelter. They open up at 12 o'clock today. Here's the backstory, and I'll try to keep it as quick as I can. You remember last week I was going to adopt the Doberman Pinscher.
Yep.
Okay. And it was legitimate. I was going to adopt him. I wanted him. I told Bobby that dog is mine. I got to take this guy home. I fell in love with him. Then we later learned that he had some behavioral issues with other male dogs, and he was getting nippy, and he was nipping handlers. And Bobby said, look, this guy's got a little bit of stuff going on with other dogs. He'll be fine by himself or with his cage mate that he came in with. But if you take him to a new environment with a new dog, he said, I'd be a little leery. So I said, okay. And I went down, I talked to Bobby, we do all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, I don't think it's going to work out.
Yeah, sadly, it sucked, man. We wanted him to get that dog.
And I didn't want to do that to Hershey, the adopted step poodle at home, so I opted
Stop
out.
Stop calling him that.
I opted out of bringing the Doberman Pinscher home. So what happened was, is that left the female that he came in with all by herself. And lo and behold, I knew that the male yesterday when we showed up at Front Street, I knew he would be gone.
Yeah, we figured that.
He was big. He was healthy. He was just an amazing Doberman. And so we walk in yesterday and we see the female that he came in with. She's all by herself. And I was like, oh, God, Joe, you know what we got to do. We got to help her out.
We come upon her. She's like the second dog we see in the pen. And she's just so sweet. You can tell she's sad and lonely in there.
She's heartbroken because she's lost her boyfriend or her brother. And she was in the kennel. And we told him, we said, yeah, we want to do her because she's so cute and she's so sweet. We put her on the leash and we walked her from the kennel over to the yard where we film. And she didn't yank. She barely walked. She had a little nervous. You know, she was kind of shaken. And we get her over there and she just stands there. You can see her in the video. One of the most polite, docile, pretty Dobermans you've ever seen. Her name's Roxy.
She's very beautiful. Very beautiful dog.
She is cool. Now, share, though, what they said, because you got a text this morning from Front Street, and what did they say?
Yeah, one of our friends over there, Holly, who introduced us to Roxy, told us that she had a little diarrhea last night. Had some loose stool and things of that nature. So didn't want to adopt her out while she was feeling that way.
Right.
Which we're thinking is probably because of her nervousness and the fact that her, you know, her cage partner, her brother, her boyfriend, what have you, is gone. And
yeah.
You know how dogs get when they, or cats or whatever.
They stress.
Get separation anxiety and it gets really, really hard. So she probably does have a little loose stool. She probably is a little sick feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is all
normal.
Yeah, normal. That will all go away and she'll be right as rain in a day or two.
Yeah, and what they do is they want these dogs as healthy as possible at Front Street as they do other shelters because they don't want you to bring them back. They don't want the dog there. They want the dogs to find homes. So if
and
there's
you
if
don't
want to
send her out like that right now.
No, yeah. and I told Joe when we got to the kennel, I noticed there was some dropping there and you could kind of smell it, and I didn't really think about anything until you told me today. I'm like, oh, it makes sense. She's either a little sick or she's nervous and scared.
Yeah.
So it's really, really sad because she's such a pretty little girl and she's so sweet and she's big. She's 3 years old. Her name is Roxy. And throughout the time of doing this now, how many of these have we done?
Oh my gosh. We're probably
have we done this a year?
Yeah. Like 20s, 30s, probably, maybe.
Okay. So out of all the 20 or 30 trips over to Front Street, the only other time that we've seen pinchers in there that I can remember was once.
Yeah.
They do come through, but it's very, very rare. You don't see them half as often as shepherds and pit bulls and the other dogs, the small chihuahuas and all that. So it's rare that they come through, and they're in really good shape.
And if you want one, you may not get another chance for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So go take a look at her today. She is so, so sweet. And we don't know what's going on with the loose stool or if it's a sickness or a virus.
I'm
or if
sure
she's just
got a little bit of nerves going on. She was legitimately so sad.
Yeah.
She misses that guy so badly right now. She would come and associate with your family immediately if you were to bring her home.
Yeah.
All she wants is for someone to love. And you know what else is really cool about this dog? Once in a while, you'll catch dogs that have, like humans do, and they have calyx in their hair.
Oh, yeah, the calyx.
She's got two calyx on her neck, on the top side of her neck. And it's not ruffled fur. It's not her upset. It is legitimately two cowlicks in her neck. And it is the coolest looking thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of like a mohawk going
up
her neck.
Yeah, she's got this little raised fur right below her head on the back of her neck.
Yeah, it's awesome looking.
She is really, really cute. And you know what? Back when I was going to adopt the male that she came in with, I told you, one of the things that I didn't like was separating the two.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have taken them both because they came in together. But then I would have three big dogs, and that's just too much. And I told my wife, as I told you, I said, you know what? I feel bad for separating them, but I don't because I know somebody's going to separate them. No one out there is going to take both of them because that's a tall order. And I don't blame the person that took one.
No, it's an awful lot of animal to ask people to take home.
Yeah, it's just it's a big, big job, and it takes a special person to take them both. So I don't fault the person that got the mail. But now we're stuck with kind of the crappier end of the stick because she got left behind.
Yeah.
And now you, the good news is, you can walk in and adopt her absolutely free, spayed, neutered, chipped, vaccinated, ready to go. And so you know, Front Street is done with adopting out all the dogs free of charge.
Yeah, we've already gotten them back down to a normal capacity. So with your help. Thank you.
That is cool.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We cleared out some kennels, so go down today, meet Roxy, check her out on Facebook, look at her, and I'm telling you, you owe yourself 2 to 5 minutes with her in one of the playgrounds and hanging out, and I'm telling you, you just give her a little attention, she'll be on your side, and she's very, very calm. And she's not skittish.
No, not
she's
at
just,
all.
She's sad. She's got anxiety.
Just got a broken heart. We were leaving. We always take them back into this one area where we get to meet them and let them run around. It's the area where you guys see us filming. And as we were leaving, she was on the lead and walking out with Holly. That's the girl that works there. And Dog and I were behind her, and she stopped. Roxy, the dog is.
Yeah.
Stopped and turned around to look to make sure we were coming. So
yeah.
She already formed like a small little bond with us.
Yeah. You know?
It was really cute, man.
And if nothing else, too, I've talked about this before. Simply giving these dogs a break from being in the kennel, if you go down there, even this is something too, we don't talk enough about this, even if you can't have a dog or you're in an apartment or you can't afford it right now, if you just go down there and act as if, you know, you want to look at some of these dogs and you're somewhat interested.
Yeah.
Or you just go in and ask them, hey, can I visit some of the dogs?
Can I play with a few dogs?
People will be more than happy to get these dogs out of the kennels because what they hate doing is putting them back in.
Oh, man, it's hard. It's hard to watch them have to go back
it
in
is.
There, too, after you've been out playing with them. That's a tough one to see.
So, 12 o'clock today, Front Street opens. Watch the video on the Dog and Joe Facebook page. Get down there and give Roxy a home. Here's Journey on the River.